Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, and this is your FT News Briefing. Theresa May is facing a cabinet revolt over her latest Brexit plan. Tyson Foods might have found a way to sell beef to China without getting slammed with tariffs. And a U.S. federal judge rejects President Donald Trump's effort to prevent his bank records being subpoenaed. Plus, Deutsche Bank is set to hold its annual general meeting today. The FT's Stephen Morris breaks down the four key issues shareholders are expected to grill management on. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Time is running out for Theresa May. The UK Prime Minister put forward her latest Brexit proposal on Tuesday, one that included a fourth Brexit deal vote in June and a possible second EU referendum. But by Wednesday, it was clear she did not have the backing of several cabinet ministers and MPs. Euroskeptic Tory Marc Francois referred to Mrs. May's Brexit deal as, quote, dead on arrival. And now the focus at Westminster is on the timing of Mrs. May's departure. It's expected in days, not weeks. To top off a tough day for the PM, Leader of the House of Commons, Andrea Leadsom, resigned. She said she could no longer accept Mrs. May's Brexit deal. Earlier on Wednesday, Mrs. May made a plea to the Commons.
In time, another Prime Minister will be standing at this dispatch box. But while I am here, I have a duty to be clear with the House about the facts. If we are going to deliver Brexit in this Parliament, we are going to have to pass a withdrawal agreement bill.
Tyson Foods might have found itself a workaround to deal with the costly effects of the U.S.-China trade war. Sources tell the FT that the U.S. meat company is in negotiations to invest an initial $200 million to build a beef processing plant in Kazakhstan. It would form part of a potential total investment of up to several billion dollars. The Kazakh government has been selling itself as an agricultural powerhouse on China's border. Tyson's deal would allow the company to dodge the additional 25% retaliatory tariff Beijing hit U.S. producers with in July last year. The value of U.S. beef exports to China fell by 17% year-on-year in the first quarter. The deal would also benefit Kazakhstan, which is well located between China, India, and Europe, but inefficient and underfunded. Last year, the country launched an initiative in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's looking to double beef and lamb production within a decade. And U.S. President Donald Trump cannot block two banks from providing his financial records to Congress. That's according to a federal judge who said that Congress was within its authority to demand the records from Deutsche Bank and Capital One. In March, Mr. Trump sued in response to the demand by the U.S. House of Representatives. He said the subpoenas were designed to, quote, harass the president. Mr. Trump is joined in the suit by his children Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, as well as the Trump Organization. Earlier this week, another judge stepped into another case, turning back the president's efforts to prevent the release of records by accountant Mazars USA. The president is expected to appeal the decisions. Yesterday, the president said he wouldn't cooperate with Democrats on new policy proposals until they dropped what he called their phony investigations. A Deutsche Bank representative said the company is, quote, committed to providing appropriate information to all authorized investigations and will abide by a court order regarding such investigations. While Deutsche Bank in the U.S. is awaiting the outcome of the Trump records chase, the German investment bank has a few other issues to deal with.
Hi, my name is Stephen Morris, and I'm the FT's European banking correspondent. Deutsche Bank has been under pressure for a long time now, many years. It's had multiple changes of management and strategy, and things have kind of been coming to a head before the AGM this week because there are doubts as to whether the bank can kind of continue on the same path. So there are four main challenges. The first one is fixing the investment bank. It's easily the least profitable and most costly part of Deutsche and is still basically trying to compete with Wall Street and failing. It made a return on equity, which is a measure of profitability, of less than 1% last year. And just for comparison, it was 16% at Swiss Bank UBS and around the same level for JP Morgan, the US giants. We're talking about a 16th of the profitability of its rivals. The second major issue facing Deutsche Bank is, as we mentioned earlier, the leadership. Our reporting says that four of the bank's nine management board members are due to have their contracts up this year, and several of them will be replaced. Sylvie Matherat, which is in charge of its regulatory affairs, which have not been going well after a series of money laundering scandals and questions being asked by US lawmakers over the bank's relationship with Donald Trump. She's likely to be replaced, according to two people we've spoken to on the board. And the other person on the board who may be under pressure is the head of the investment bank, which we just spoke about, a guy called Garth Ritchie. He's under scrutiny for his high level of pay and low level of success. So we may see a protest vote at the AGM this week from shareholders directed personally at him. The third challenge is trying to reverse years of decline in some of its key areas, such as retail banking, asset management, and transaction banking. Now, transaction banking is the boring side of investment banking, which is, helps companies manage their cash, helps them process payments worldwide, sort out trade finance contracts, which is not as sexy as advising on an M&A deal, but is much more profitable and provides much more consistent earnings, which Deutsche Bank is crying out for. And also, the bank may have to look outside of organic growth and try and do some kind of deals. One we reported a few weeks ago, one under consideration is a merger with UBS's asset management arm to create a new European asset management powerhouse. Now, talks may have stalled as both sides debate over who will control this and who gets what value, but we hear that they're still on and could come to conclusion at some point in the future. The last major issue, the fourth for Deutsche, is how to clean up its balance sheet. For example, it still has more than 300 billion euros of derivative exposure. And these days, with new post-crisis regulations, tie up a lot of capital, which could be used more productively elsewhere. So we are hearing that the bank may look at shedding another 50 billion euros of its assets, which is roughly equivalent to a sixth of its balance sheet. But they haven't quite worked out how to do this yet. It's unlikely something as geeky as this will come up at the AGM, but it's kind of going on in the background and will certainly be reflected in any votes against the people in charge of managing this.
You can read more on all of these stories at ft.com. Today, we'll be watching Texas, where representatives from nine aviation regulators are set to meet to review Boeing's application to get the MAX jet back in the air. And the EU parliamentary elections kick off today and will run through Sunday. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.